In Parshas Behar, the Torah tells us, Perek Kafei, Pasuk Yud Dalid. Look at the screen. V'chisem kumim kar l'amisecha o kanomi adamisecha al tonu ish es achiv. This is the source for the Isser of Anah, for charging an exorbitant price for merchandise or land or any object that you are selling. So you're not allowed to sell it for an unreasonable price. That's the Yisr Vana. If it reaches a certain threshold of sixth, then Batal HaMekach, then the sale is invalidated. So the Mishnah tells us, Bafim Siyah Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, Hona Arba Kasa Miyasim Arba Kasa Flasel, Shtus HaMekach, so the percentage of Hona at which point it's batal mekach, and which point the sale is invalidated is 1/6. The Mishnah asks, ad matay mutar l'hachzir, so up until what point can you claim that the sale was sold for a price that rises to the level of ona and nullify the sale? Ad kedei she yira or yira or yare rather latagar or lekrova, enough time that you would be able to show the object that you bought to a professional salesman, or to a relative, to be able to inform you whether the price that you paid was market value or whether you were overcharged. So that's a relatively limited amount of time. There is a parallel halacha that doesn't appear explicitly in the Gemara, but appears in the Rif and the Rambam. And that's what we have in the Rambam, Hilchas Mechira, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Gimel, V'chein Hamocher L'chaveiro Karka O Evet O Behem O Shar Metatalin. If you sell land or an eved or an animal or any other movable object, the nimsa b'mekach mum shaloyad bo halokach, and you find that there is a blemish in the object that you bought that the buyer was unaware of. The buyer buys something, buys a cow, buys a house, and doesn't realize that there is a significant mum in the product that he bought. What we'll refer to as mekach tos, a sale made under false pretenses, because he didn't realize that there is a significant flaw in the object that he bought. Machziro afilu la'achar kamashanim. So that could be returned even many years later, because that's a mekach tos. V'hu shelo yishtamish b'mekach achar sheyedabum. That's as long as you didn't use the object that you bought after you found out that there is a mum. But if you use it after you find out that there's a mum, so that is an implicit acceptance of the terms of the sale, and you can no longer back out. So as opposed to ona, where there's a very finite window of time, the amount of time that you could show it to a professional or someone who could advise you as to whether you paid market value, whether or not you showed it to that professional, when it comes to mekatos, if you find a blemish years later, in theory, if you hadn't used the object if you don't use the object once you find out that the blemish exists, then you have the right to claim a mekatos and return the object to the seller and get your money back. Says the Magid Mishnah there on the Rambam, the following additional difference between ona and mekatos. He writes on the fourth line here, Aval gabi mumin, Mekach tosu, b'chol emas de megali lei, mahadur lei lemare. So whenever you find out that there is a mum, you can return it to the seller at that point. As opposed to what we just saw by ona, where you only have the finite amount of time up until you could have showed it to a professional. Then he says, v'yesh mi shikasa. She'im hayadavar shalokeach yachal avchino la'alter. If it's the type of thing that the buyer could have been able to tell right away, kigon she'yicholu l'nasoso ulatamo. So he bought an object. He bought a cow, and he could take the cow for a test drive to see if it's working properly. He bought a food, and he could taste the food to see if it tastes proper. V'lohik b'lasos kein. And he didn't go through that relatively reasonable and easy way of testing it out as soon as he bought it. The amocher machalostam, and the seller sold it to him without any conditions or without any stipulations, Eino Chozer, then he's not allowed to go back. When did the Rambam say that even years later, you can return the object if you find out that there's a mum? That's if there was no reasonable way of realizing that there was a mum until that point. But if you could have done minimal hishtadlus to determine whether there's a mum, you failed to do so, then the window closes and you lose the right to return the object for a refund. So this halacha of Mekachos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Lamed Beis. Let's start with Sif Zayin, and the Mechaber writes, Kol Alokech Stam Ein Alokech Ela Darvish Shalim Yikol Mum. If you buy something with any other stipulations, then the assumption is that you're buying a fully usable and non-deficient product. Then Pirish Amocher V'Amar Al Menas She'en HaTachozer Lai B'mum HaRez HaChozer. Even if the seller says, I'm selling it to you on the condition that you have no right to demand a refund if there's a mum, that's not good enough. You still have the right to demand a refund unless the seller specifically says that the object has this mum and the lokech is mochel on that mum. Or, Achi Yomerlo, Kol mum sheyim imatse b'mekach zeh, hapoch istamav, Al kafikaki baltiaso, shamacha sarach leza, dava shamacha. Or if he says that if there's a mum, there's a negotiated reduction in price. But in order to be mochel, he has to know what he's being mochel explicitly. Short of that, you have the right to claim mekachtos. Previously, the Mechaber there in Sif Gimel quotes what we saw in the Rambam. Amochel chaver karko evid of behema sharmatazulim nimsa be mekach mum, shalayad belakach, nachsira fil achakamashanim. As long as he didn't use it after he found out that there is a mum, if he did, he loses a chance to be chozer. That basically lashon haRambam. Says the Machane Ephraim, Ona Simen Dalid, Misha Macher Chavetz Chaveira V'Nimsa B'Mum V'Shami Lachzira Achar Sheyeda Mum. So in a case where you bought an object and it turns out that there's a deficiency, and you didn't return it right away. So l'chor near me divrei Rambam, the kol shelo nishtamish b'mekach achash yada mum, afilu shal kamashanim, harei ze machziro. The larmina came into yada v'shasak harei ze nisratze, the chazaka ein adam efayis b'mumin. So based on Lashon HaRambam that we saw, the Rambam said once you use it, after you find out there's a mum, you can't go back. Sounds like even if you find out that there's a mum, but you didn't use it anymore afterwards, you still have the right to be chozer down the road. That's the implication of the Rambam. Avami divi agon avi aradvaz near adim acher sheyada lokeach hamum sheyehei lo sila baylim harei ze machol. He says that's not unanimously agreed upon. Radvaz has otherwise, that once you find out that there's a mum, if you don't return the object right away, even if you don't use it, you lose your chance to be chozer. Piskei Tshuva, there in the beginning of Reish Lamed Beis, quotes the following issue. Quotes from a sefer Orchas Mishpat. As far as this halacha, so let's say we assume, like the Ravaz, even if you assume like the way the Machane Ephraim thinks is the Pashas Lashon HaRambam, that if you find out there's a mum and then you use it, you lose the chance to return the object for a refund. What happens if the person who bought the object is an Am Aretz? He doesn't know the halacha. So he doesn't know that once you use it, you can't ask for a refund. You can't claim mekachtos. So he found out there's a mum. He intended to return it, but he was using it in the interim. Or he thinks that maybe he has a right to use it in the interim. But he was never a mochel. He's Tavek Kekruch, he is screaming out that he wants to return it for a refund. What's the din? And he says, especially, what about the following case? You bought a horse, and you're riding on the horse. That's why you bought a horse, you need to travel. And then, as you're riding on the horse, you find that there's a mum. So you're riding out of town on the source, you find a mum, then you turn right back and go back to the used horse salesman. So technically speaking, you used it after you found out there's a mum, but you only used it because you need to get back to town, and how else are you going to get there? So says the Orchos Mishpat, quoted by the Piskei Tshuva, Sarach Ian Gadol. Says the Piskei Tshuva himself, he thinks it's pashut as follows. That as far as the first question, if someone doesn't know the din, he's an amaris in this din, he doesn't know that you lose a chance to return the object once you find out there's a mum, if you use it again, tough luck. Laninu chazal devein l'shiurim. That's the criterion, that's the bottom line, and there's no negotiation. However, as far as the second question, if he's still riding on it because he's going back to town, maybe that's different. Maybe that's called an ones. And what else is he supposed to do? He's riding on the horse. He finds out there's a mum. He rides it back to return it to the horse salesman. So maybe that's hishtamshus machmas ones. So in that situation, maybe that's okay, and he doesn't forfeit his right to return the horse. Yitzchak Zilberstein, Chashuke Chemed, Derin Bav Mitzia, has the following more contemporary cases than the horse rider. He says, let's say you buy a machzer for Yom Kippur, and you find out in the middle of the davening on Yom Kippur that there were 40 missing pages. So you intend to return it to the Sfarim store, but now it's the middle of Yom Kippur and you need a machzer. So maybe that's, and there's no other machzer to use. So maybe that's a similar situation of ones, where you could continue the ishtamshus in that machzer because you bought it with the intention of using it. You find out now in the middle of Yom Kippur that there are missing pages. You intend to return it afterwards, but you're stuck. You have no other way of davening without that machzer. Or he has another case. Someone bought a couch, a sofa. So he got rid of the previous sofa, the old sofa. He brought in a new sofa right before Shabbos, and his father's coming to visit for Shabbos and is going to sleep on the sofa. And then he notices on Shabbos that there's a mum in the sofa. So he wants to return the sofa after Shabbos. But in the meantime, he already got rid of the old sofa, and now he needs a place for his father to sleep on Shabbos. So Zilberstein thinks maybe that's also a similar case of ones, where you have no choice but to use that because you had every intention of using a fully functional sofa. You're going to return it because there's a mum, but you're allowed to do that minimal shamshis in the interim because that's the situation of ones.
All these cases, is there any point whatsoever if the mocha has no square? In other words, in most cases, you want to get back to the mocha because it makes a lot less mum.
Right.
In the case, so 60 pages are gone, the sponsor is not useful.
Right.
He will not be able to sell again. Does that matter at all?
So you're saying maybe there's an implicit mechila that no one would have any paid on your using it because, okay, I hear that. Right. Right. I hear. Yeah, Rizobisin doesn't say that, but I'm sorry. Right. Maybe. Yeah, I hear. I mean, on some level, that's probably true by many women because unless you certain things you can sell at a discount. So even this, you could sell, if you have a mouse missing 40 pages, you could sell it at a discount. Maybe someone will want it because they want an article mouse for tefillah, but they're mochel on the article for mincha. Okay. There's a sma who says as follows. I'm skipping a little in the marmor comments, and I'm going to come back. This is the next page, I think third page of the marmor comments. The sma is of katan yud. Well, in the shamish, so let's say it's something, this is what we saw in the Magen Mishnah before, it's something that you could have found out right away there's a mum, and you didn't do it, so the Sma Paskin is like the Magen Mishnah, that you lose your chance to be closer. Says the Nesivus, in the Biurim, beginning of Reish Lamed Beis, he quotes this Sma. And he says on some level that's analogous to the din of Yer Latagar by Ona. And then he says, Venira, the im lo haya yachal achzira. So let's say you found the mum, now you want to return it to the seller, but you can't return it right now. Kigon shaloya mocher beso, the mocher's at home, or the store's closed past business hours. But it's something that needs attention, needs care. You have a cow, so you can't just leave a cow and not touch it. Or you have something that you need to use in order for it to keep up its utility. So then, even if it takes time to get to the original mocher, but it's something that you need to use to keep it functional, that doesn't, you don't forfeit your right to get a refund. In the hidden in his battle of Mekach, you come welcome, Dami Lisham Raveda. So it's a Mekach Tos. But you're holding on to this cow that needs care. So that's like you have the din of a Shomer Veda. So Shomer Veda, you're allowed to use it and you're supposed to use it to provide the minimal service necessary in order to sustain it. And the Pesach Shuva says there's a raya to this from a Shuvas Maimonios. Shuvas Maimonios, Kinyan, Simon Zion, talks about the horse that was sold and it's found to have a mum. However, and then he continued riding on it until he returned it. And that caused a certain depreciation in value. He has to pay for the depreciation. Ask the Shilti Agiborim, what's the case? I thought we said that once you use it, after you find out that there's a mum, you have no right to return it. Ella what? If we're talking about a horse, it must be the type of situation where you are allowed to use it because that's like a Shomer Veda, where you need to take care of it in order to prevent any further loss. There's a Chuvas Marsham, Chayli Bey Simon Lamedalid, who was asked about someone that sold a lottery tzetel, a lottery ticket, after the drawing was made. Macher lottery tzetel, achashikvar over yomotas hanomerim, after the numbers were already announced. V'achazeh noda sheyatzu hanomerim for v'yach hamishim rubel. The name of Davile Las Nuyas. So the case was that someone had a lottery ticket. He sold it. He didn't realize that the drawing already took place. And he didn't realize that it was a winning lottery ticket. So he wants to hear the mocher wants to go back on the sale because Mekach Tos, he didn't know that it was a winning ticket. So part of what he discussed is what exactly is a lottery ticket? Is it a dinner star? How is it sellable? But he says, Nirlinias Daiti, the Ravach Lakona. Even if the drawing already took place, but you sold the lottery ticket, and the person who buys the lottery ticket has the right to the proceeds. However, if you could determine that the mocher didn't know that he already passed the drawing, maybe then you could argue batel hamekach. Although the Pesach Koshim points out, it was a case where he, even if he didn't know, but he could have known. So that's like the din that we saw, that if you give him Mavar Bekal at the Magen Mishnah and you don't, you are liable. Pesach Choshen quotes a Tshuvas Beis Shlomo. Someone bought a house. He paid the taxes on the house. And then he found out that there's a Psak Bezdin that allows the neighbor to build up and block his view. So He wants to say, had he known that the neighbor would be able to do that, he never would have bought the house. It says this Beis Shlomo that you should have sized up the situation. He saw that there's an open area, and he saw that there is building material there. So any intelligent person would realize if there's an open area and building material, it means that someone's about to build. So then that's his fault for not being Mivarer, that which he could have been Mivarer the cop. There's another Chuvas Marashal, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kav Ches, where there were certain merchandise that had a sticker that you could only return the object for a refund within 8 days, even if it has a mum. And now it's past 8 days and he finds a mum. So do we follow Dina de Shulchan Aruch, or do we follow the terms of sale for this particular store? So one of the arguments that he makes is that even though in a vacuum, if there wouldn't have been a contrary stipulation, so there's no statute of limitations on finding a mum. But here there was a contrary stipulation, and he points out that when it comes to such commercial matters, there's a lot of deference given to local custom and Dina de Malchusa. He says it is a criticism that the minhag is nispashet between hasochrim, that people are don barkos, and arkos, such a stipulation definitely would be upheld. But if that is common local custom, then deference would be given to that, especially if there's an explicit stipulation in the terms of the sale with such a sticker. Another Shuvas Marasham, Chele Beis Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, the Shiloh was, Reuven sold Shimon eggs in a box, and he made a Tanai that don't come back to me with Tainas if you don't like the quality of the eggs. I'm not responsible for the quality of the eggs. He bought the eggs, and he's traveling to the next town, or he's traveling wherever he's traveling. He opens up the box of eggs, and he finds that a lot of the eggs are Mikul Kalam. And it's a percentage, significant percentage. So the Marsham says, especially because he could have been Mivar Bakal initially when he bought the eggs, he could have opened up the box and looked. Plus, there's an explicit stipulation here that you can't come back at with Tainos that there are Mumim. And you're already going on the road. So he thinks that you forfeit the chance to claim Mekav Tos. Okay. The Mechaber has the following halach in Sifdalin. Ein mechashvin pechas hamum afilu macher lo kli shava asara dinarim v'nimsa bo mum hamavchiso midamav iser machser sakli v'ni yachalama lo helach iser pechas hamum. So let's say you find a mum. So the mum diminishes the value, but is not of no value. So instead of $100, it should be sold for $90. So maybe the mocher can say, okay, it's not worth $100, it's worth $90. So I'll refund the $10, but I'm not taking back the object. So the mechaber paskins, the mocher doesn't have the right to do that. Shelokech omer b'chefes shalem and irotza. I don't want to buy a deficient product, even at a discount. I want to buy a fully functional, optimal product. The opposite direction, the mokeach can claim, okay, I'm not asking for my money back, for me to give back the object. I just want a discount. So if the mokeach is not prepared to give a discount, he says, either I'll give you your full refund to give me the object back or keep the object at the full initial sale price. The mokeach has the right to do that as well. There's no right in either direction to negotiate when you have a case of Mekatos, it's all or nothing. If the parties mutually agree to negotiate, that's fine. But either one can unilaterally say they're not interested in any such negotiation. Okay, guess we're out of time. Those are some of the highlights of Mekatos, the Mekach Memkar. Okay, have a good job.